Friends, we all need a little Christmas, and we probably always need a little Christmas, but especially this year. And the beautiful truth is we will celebrate Christmas with masses on Christmas Eve at 4, 6:30, and 8:30 p.m., the 8:30 p.m. Mass with our Indian Latin Catholic community. That Mass will be celebrated in Malayalam, but the homily will be in English, and we are welcome to attend, followed by midnight and 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. While these are still uncertain times, as the past several months have been, I share some good news from a webinar I have participated in this morning, December 16th, hosted by Father Dennis Gill, the Director of the Office for Worship, and Megan Coakley, the Director of the Office for the New Evangelization. And really, because of the means of sanitation that is happening in the churches, in our archdiocese, that churches are safe. And so, because of how important Christmas is to celebrate and how usually well celebrated it is, that it's important to know that. And our church is safe because we are sanitizing according to the directives. And because of the cooperation of our parishioners here, which has been stellar, in the wearing of face masks or face coverings, in keeping a reasonable physical distance, in just personal sanitation by frequent and proper hand washing, that our church is safe. And it's important to know that. In light of Governor Wolf's recent order of December 10th, which has placed real restrictions in terms of the numbers of persons who can gather in one place at one time, that as a nod to the respect for religious freedom, that order does not include churches and houses of worship. So therefore, our capacity in church remains what it has been since we reopened to public masses on the first weekend of June. While that will mean more limited numbers this year at Christmas time than in previous years, I still extend an invitation for you to celebrate at Christmas. It's so important to celebrate Jesus' first coming. As Jesus was born into this world like you and me, so he's never left. He's always with us. He's always present. Peace and blessings to you and to your family.